You didn't even pack your packs yet.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to You, Me, Them, Everybody. My name is Brandon Weatherby. This episode was recorded with Joe McAdam on April 22nd, 2026. It's a little bit about WrestleMania 2026 and the NFL and the greatest TV shows of all time. I've known Joe for a very long time. We met because I do this show live. And guess what? The live show is returning to the Hungry Brain in Chicago, Illinois on Thursday, May 21st. Go to youmethemeverybody.com for more information. It's going to be a great show because I want it to be one. Here is Joe.
I think I had a realization yesterday. It's currently Wednesday, August 22nd, April 22nd, 2026. WrestleMania was last weekend, right? I watched WrestleMania live at this point for the last 11 years. And I have never really spent money on it, which makes me feel good. But now, in order to watch it, you have to have the ESPN thing. I'm already paying for that through Xfinity. Don't worry about that. That's not the point.
That's not my business.
The point is, I think I'm over it. And I think the main reason I'm over it is because the Chicago Bears are good for the first time in like 11 years.
Yeah, you don't need this anymore. You have a real sport.
I have a real sport, but it's more that I have a real sport that has year-round drama.
Yeah.
Because I'm a huge Cubs fan, huge Blackhawks fan. Both of those teams have won Stanley Cups and World Series trophies since me getting back into wrestling. But those aren't the type of palace intrigue sports the same way football is.
Yeah, no, football is a year-round TV show. It's the best TV show humanity's ever created.
But I think the difference between now and 11 years ago was the worst parts of professional wrestling, the scuzziest parts of it. You could pinpoint on like four dudes. You know what I mean?
Who are the dudes?
Well, Vince.
Yeah, sure, of course.
And his family. So that's all four of them.
Okay.
And then, but now, with the whole TKO of it all, it's the same company as UFC. Mm-hmm. They're doing stuff in Saudi. There's no left-leaning version of wrestling. And even if you go to the biggest competitors, that guy donated a bunch of money to the Trump campaign as well because he's a billionaire. That's what they all do. You see what I mean?
Class solidarity. You got to stick together. But that's, you know, I guess it's maybe more egregious under the, you know, wrestling / TKO umbrella. But it's, you know, it's not that much different than NFL guys.
That's the thing. I do believe it's different because since talking to you as often as I have in the past few years, I've read more about the NFL than ever before. And it seems to me a stronger union than this state.
Yes, that's the big element of it, is that they don't allow unionization for any of the blood sport athletes.
I UFC, was talking about the United States of America.
Oh yeah, okay.
I think the Shield, the NFL is a stronger union than the United States of America.
Mm-hmm. And yes, oh, that makes sense too. I thought you meant like the actual player unionization element of it.
No, it's a very, very weak players union, but it's still better than nothing.
It's better than being having your brain bashed in for a price that could change at the drop of a hat.
Yeah, and so, yeah, I'm not even talking about the combat sports element of it. I'm just talking about, like, the NFL has got a much longer view of the future than this country does.
Yeah, I've thought about that element of it a lot. I think we're getting to a place that it might be the NFL could survive the country. The country could die and we would still have an NFL.
I did not believe this. Even 10 years ago. I thought 10 years ago the NFL was on the way out.
Yeah, no, it was in a rocky spot. That's for sure.
And I don't know if everything has gotten worse or the NFL's gotten better or if it's somewhere in between.
I think it is. There's certainly a lot of variables. I think, what was it, like 10 years ago, was it like Mark Cuban said it was like, you know, pigs get fat and hogs get slaughtered about the NFL?
Yeah, same time that Will Smith concussion movie's coming out, based on the the wonder. I mean, I read it's Game of Shadows. Is that what it's called?
I don't remember. I didn't read it, but yeah,
I watched all of it. I was like, yeah, I put money down that the NFL is going to go away, and I was maybe never wronger about a thing in my life.
I mean, you know, there's people that think that it's maybe extended its life, but it is doomed. You know, what was the Chuck Klosterman book is about, like, football. His recent one about football is, I guess, it predicts a 70-year timeline until it's, like, done, you know?
Respectfully, don't care.
Yeah, that's just one man's opinion.
I'll be real fucking dead.
Exactly. Yes, I'll be super dead.
So yeah, I don't care if I'm super dead. I don't care. That being said, I still won't let my kids play.
Yeah, we don't need to.
But I also wouldn't let my kids play a lot of sports the older I get, which is definitely weirder than I thought I would be. Because I'm just like, oh, you're not going to be. No, my kids are never going to be professional anything when it comes to sports.
Come on, Dad.
No, like the best.
Have some faith.
What's the best scenario? Professional dart player, I think.
Yeah, you could. I mean, like, you can be drunk and
exactly
and dart throw darts. It's great.
You'll always be able to pay your mortgage, your rent. You'll always be able to have fun. It doesn't cost a lot to travel.
And you could go around the world, you know. Yeah.
But you could also not ever do it, and no one would know. It's fine. You're not. Your knees aren't going to be blown out. Like, that's the only professional sport where I think it's okay.
The only ethical pro sport is darts.
I wouldn't say ethical. I don't know anything about that.
Sure, there could be a seedy underbelly to this.
But, like, I'm definitely not. I don't want him to be a wrestler. Definitely real or whatever. I don't want him to do hockey for the same CTE reasons. Also, unless you're on the ice now at 6 years old, you're not going to make it.
Yeah, no, that's not. You got to be trained early.
We don't have a Federer situation where, like, my kid's going to be the only one that's like a generalist and every other kid's going to be the best tennis player in the world. Like, it's just not happening. So my thing is, like, play a little bit of everything at a certain level, but that's it. And nothing that will give you concussions.
Yeah, that makes sense. I think that's a decent rule. You know, yeah, the odds of your average kid becoming a professional athlete, just forget about it.
But even if it's not the average kid, like, what? Okay, then what?
It's just, I don't know.
Lifestyle sucks.
I'm sure people in professional sports disagree with you.
Sure, absolutely. But for me, no, man, it's not happening. It's you're just too miserable too long.
Yeah, no, the lead up isn't fun, and you go through years and years of this process, and then it's not necessarily up to you once you get to the point where you get to be made a professional. You know, it's hard. It's not, you know, I don't want, listen, I have no children, but so I can just say anything, I guess. I have no skin in the game in any way.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. I think the bigger question for me is, when do you want to peak?
Probably the moment of death. I think that'd be the sickest way to go.
So then maybe wrestling is it.
Well, only because your life expectancy is much shorter.
Yeah, clearly Benoit went out on top.
Yes. And that's yeah. It. Talk about peaking. Good God.
Top that, anyone ever.
He did it all.
Him and Hitler went out on top.
Yeah. No, those are the two similar figures. Who saw that coming, man? Not Hitler. I wasn't around. But Benoit. It feels like he was in a position of being like, yeah, this is a guy that everybody kind of likes, right?
He his finishing move was a flying headbutt.
Yeah, that's not super smart. He's not the smartest guy.
Have you ever looked at his face?
It's like a kind of a mess of teeth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's got a Mickey Rourke before Mickey Rourke face.
Yeah, he's got that nasty. Yeah, no, he wasn't. Was he the smartest guy? No. But you have to respect him. We're talking about him.
Legally, you have to respect
him. Does the WWE do anything in regards to talking about him at all, or is he buried?
He's okay. Buried literally and figuratively.
Yes. Okay.
I don't know. I feel like I'm losing part of my joy Because my friend Chris came over, and I think I've watched maybe every Mania with Chris, and I really like seeing wrestling with Chris, right? Sure. Even this one, I think both of us were just like, I guess this is on. We're like,
yeah.
It's now it starts at 6 p.m. and it ends roughly around 10 p.m., which is fine, but like I'm doing bedtime until like 8:30, so then I'm just like fast forwarding through everything to get to it, and there's not, I don't know, it just feels like it's not important. And I know that sounds weird saying like wrestling used to be important, but it felt like more of an event.
Yeah, no, I mean, like, important in quotes or whatever is like about, there are, within the sport of it or the show of it, there are moments that are important.
Yeah.
And if you're doing a kind of walk through the paces version of wrestling now just to create content, then it doesn't feel important.
That's like it.
Movies and TV and everything that now feels like you're doing it because you feel like you have to do it and nothing special about it anymore.
Yeah, it didn't feel special. That's exactly it. Thank you. And I think, listen, wrestling is always about commercialization. It's not like wrestling should be a nonprofit. I'm fine with it being exactly what it is. But when one of the ads is for Riyadh season and two of the six guys in the ring are like the biggest streamers and YouTubers and like they're friends with the Trump administration, it's tough to divorce yourself from any of that. And I don't think you should have to. That's just part of it.
I think that there is a, you know, you see it in every form of entertainment now where it is like rich people buying their way into coolness or credibility or their interest or whatever it might be. And it just makes the product worse for everything.
Okay, but once again, how is this any different than like the heyday in the 80s? Like both Bushes were into wrestling, George W. Bush and H.W. Bush. Like, George H.W. Bush was good friends with a Texas promoter, you know?
Sure. I mean, it's not like there's never going to be like an element of nepotism or buying in for access or whatever, but it is like, I think people were a little more, they wanted to present it as less obvious, or at least they cared enough about the product to not make it all that shit.
Yeah.
I mean, there's certainly misfires, you know. I mean, there's like, I don't even know if it was a good WrestleMania or not, but like Lawrence Taylor fighting in a main event is like, is that good? I don't know. I didn't watch it. No, it's not my time. But is that good? I have no idea.
I mean, that's part of the tradition. And most football players, most big wrestlers previous to this generation were football players. A lot of the 1985 Bears participated in the 1986 WrestleMania in the Chicago in the Battle Royale. Like Walter Payton went to the ring a handful of times with Razor Ramon. This is not crazy. I'm not opposed to that stuff whatsoever, but that's not what we're getting.
Yeah. And it feels a little worse for sure.
Yeah. It's not, once again, it's not, but like, it doesn't feel important and it's not bringing me the joy. And is it just because Caleb Williams is good and a Bear? And it might be. That might have been the thing where I'd be doing more effort to find more joy, but now I'm getting it. My brain space is like scratching that itch by having people over for Bears playoff games, something I've never been able to do until this year.
It really does make a difference. I think it is. Football takes up more of our brains and our enjoyment than we might like to admit. I think it's really nice that the Bears are good. And I think it'll make you feel better.
Maybe the question I should be asking, because you've lived this, you've had previous years where the Chiefs were horrible and you've had years where they're the best team in the world. How has it changed your life?
When the Chiefs were pretty shitty, I still watched, but I mostly checked out as far as like keeping up with all, you know, the TV show of it, you know?
Uh-huh.
And I put all that energy, it happened to align with the time in my life where I'm like, oh, I'm going to put all my energy into like doing comedy stuff.
Yeah.
And I probably worked harder and was funnier then.
Yeah.
And I think it's because I'm finding contentment outside of that now with football that I'm like, oh, I feel there's a niche that's scratched and I'm pretty satisfied about that. That's nice.
I don't think mine is an age thing. but yours sounds like it might be an age thing. It could just be like you were in your 20s. This is the time to like try harder.
Yeah, it felt that way.
So that's the thing. Are you sure yours just wasn't an age thing?
I'm not sure. I couldn't be positive of it, but like it did feel like I was not paying attention to it, which I know that just happens to take up a lot of time when I do pay attention to it.
Yeah. Yeah. That makes sense. I don't know.
But I'm happy with it now. It's good. It feels really nice to have a good football team.
Yeah. I also think
even if they were bad,
I can tell being able to talk about football at my job is like the one thing that crosses all socioeconomic barriers.
Yeah.
And that's not wrestling anymore in the same way. It's definitely not baseball. It's a little bit of basketball. It's not hockey, but definitely football. It's the way to go. And you can talk about it any day of the year.
Yes, there's always something. I'm not even, you know, being cute, but it is the best TV show we've ever created.
Yeah. Yeah. Speaking of which, I'm showing my kids The Simpsons from the start.
Oh, that's fun. What are they? What's the scoop? Were they digging it?
He's like, why are you letting me watch the bad? They say bad words on that show. I'm like, yes, they do.
Damn hell ass. They say it all.
He's a good kid. He's not used to any of this. And the first season is almost entirely just like Bart is a messed up kid and Homer's trying to strangle him.
Season one is a funny like weird time capsule.
Yeah, it does not.
It's not very good.
No, it is actually. No, I think it is good. It's really good. It's just not what The Simpsons became.
Yeah, it's a different show.
Yeah. I mean, it's literally a different voice done by the same mask, you know?
Yeah. No, he's doing like Walter Matthau.
Yeah. It's weird, but it's not. Anyways, that might be the best show besides football.
Yeah. If we're ranking like actual. Ooh, good question. Because it's like there's, you know, you want to go with something that's long, like long running.
Mm-hmm.
So that puts instantly like SNL in the mix.
Do you get to pick your season? Like season 20 of SNL, the 1996 NFL season. You know what I mean? Do you get to do that or is it just all time?
I think it's all time. I think it's treated with the longevity of like hit ratio and longevity and like week to week, the element of the week to week drama of the NFL is a big deal.
See, I'm going to go based on all these new criteria. I'm going to go number one is baseball is the greatest show of all time. Then The Simpsons, then NFL.
Simpsons over NFL.
Simpsons over NFL for sure.
I don't know if I'm trying to think of like what makes you put baseball over NFL, because I feel like the fact that they have so many games,
I think that's a huge,
dilutes the ratio of quality.
I think
of,
that
like,
makes
quality.
It so much better. And if you have a duo of announcers you like, every game is watchable or listenable, and it entertains you in a way that like only good AM radio can.
Yeah, no, it is a like an AM radio / podcast kind of like supplement to life. So I have a friend who was like, I wish I liked baseball. But I don't. How do I try? And my advice was find a team. He doesn't have a team. So I was like, find a team with a weird guy and with announcers that you like.
Yeah, that's good.
What do you have any, if someone is like, hey, get me into baseball, how do I find a team?
Well, number one, I always go Dodgers, number one,
They're winners.
They're winners, but also like, if anyone's like, they're cheating. It's like, no, there's not. There's no salary cap. Anybody could do this. What's preventing your team from doing this?
Yeah, I guess cheapness.
Also, I love my youngest won't stop saying Mookie Betts.
It's a fun name.
So, like, Mookie Betts is infinitely entertaining. You can show him a 10-minute, like, highlight reel, like I showed my 3-year-old, of Mookie Betts, both Dodgers and Red Sox together. And he'd be like, you know what this guy's also great at? Bowling.
He's a great bowler.
And then obviously Ohtani. It's like it's a beautiful swing. It's the greatest athlete on the diamond since maybe Babe Ruth.
Yeah. No, I think that's a pretty widely regarded opinion. I feel like when I you know, the way he's portrayed and the way he's on TV and made into a star, it feels like the closest thing since we had like Ken Griffey Jr. was like the golden boy of baseball.
Yes. But the difference is like Jr. was only up the bat once every three innings.
Exactly.
He was in the outfield. This guy's in every fucking play some games.
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing. And he's good. Like he's so yeah, I would definitely go with Dodgers.
All right.
Also,
Dodgers
it's
it
a
is.
Fun it's a fun park to look at on a TV broadcast.
It's a nice park to go to. I love Dodger Stadium. It's great.
Worst parts about it are probably the beer prices and the transportation. But if you could walk from the stadium and if you don't care about buying beer, it's the best experience you could have.
If you can take the bus or you go early and you park offsite and you go to the shortstop pregame and kill some time. And then if you want to drink at the stadium, there is a soju stand, and that is, I think, the cheapest way to effectively have a drink at Dodger Stadium.
What's the bar on the bottom of the hill from Dodger Stadium? There's a comedy shows there. It's really good.
The Little Joy?
I think that's it, yes. Like, I went there the one time I went to a Dodgers game, and I saw Fritz and the Putter Boss perform, and it was wonderful.
Yeah, it's a nice bar. It's walking distance. It's a, you know, it's that's the way to do it. Is you find street parking pregame, an hour or a couple hours before, hang out there for a minute and walk over.
Also, I love the bobbleheads throughout the park.
Yeah,
that's great. They do a fantastic job of honoring the past, but it doesn't feel like a retro park in any way. As long as you can get past the like displacement of it all, it's wonderful.
I mean, and you know what? What are we gonna do about that now? I suppose
just go to Wrigley and Fenway. That's it. Those are the only ones. And I guess where the Sox play. That's it.
Yeah, Casey's getting a downtown park. That was the news this week.
How do you feel about that?
Unsure. I'm trying to like plug into the local politics of it, and I think it's less contested than it was a couple years ago.
So, how do you feel about the Chiefs moving?
It sucks. It's stupid. And I think I'm just bummed about it.
I don't know, man. The Bears are most likely going to move, and I couldn't care less. I feel like they're the ones screwing up, and the state of Illinois and the city of Chicago are doing the right thing because, once again, it's like, what, 10 games max a year that you care about?
That it's true. I think that there's maybe I have or I hold a higher regard for what Arrowhead Stadium is or was, and I think the atmosphere and the it's one of those places where it's like you've had refs say I'm going to like penalize the Chiefs because the stadium's too loud. Like those are
okay,
things that
different.
Like
yeah, you're absolutely
those are
right.
Cool things.
That's really cool. That's not how it is. That's what you feel.
Yeah, and it's like I think that sucks that is something that won't be there in spirit anymore.
You're absolutely right. I've written this. I stand by it. Do you think the Bills will ever win a Super Bowl whilst playing outside?
I don't think they're going to have the opportunity, right?
Their new stadium is going to be outdoors as well.
I thought it was going to be – or is it going to get a cover, like a retractable?
I don't think it's retractable.
Oh, okay. I don't know. I think that is, whatever is fun about the Bills in the playoffs is that you get to see some snow games sometimes. That's fine.
I understand. I love watching it, and I'm not a Bills fan, so I love that. But I don't think they're ever going to win until they put a roof on that thing.
I don't think they're ever going to win with Josh Allen, if you don't mind.
Yeah,
opinion.
I agree completely.
The guy's a choke artist.
The nicest man in football is a choke artist. The nicest man in football.
He seems like such a likable guy.
That also supports the local hockey team who is in the playoffs for the first time in 15 years. What a great guy. That guy sucks.
Yeah. No, I was watching the Dan Le Batard show the other day, and they're talking about being haters, about like irrational haterdom for sports teams. And I'm just like, I will irrationally hate Josh Allen. It's great. And it feels good.
Well, my thing was always the Packers. Like, I hate the Packers, but I want to be a Packers fan so bad. Even just like, but like Favre and Rodgers are horrible people, so it makes it easier to hate them.
Sure.
But Love seems great.
He seems fine. Yeah, I haven't heard a bad thing about him, at least.
No. And I want to be part of an organization that's owned by the fans.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, why do they have to play the Bears?
Well, the haterdom for that is it's a more complex one because it's divisional and because there's a legitimate jealousy going on.
Complete jealousy. And like, anyone older than me is like, they sucked when I was growing up. It's like, no, they haven't. They've always been good.
Yeah. Like, no, they your got entire when life.
You got, when you turned like 10, they got good.
Yeah. So do you have a team that you would say maybe is less like attached to the reality of it, where you're just like, or a person or whatever, where you're like, that guy sucks, or this team sucks, and I will never come around on it?
Well, it's not irrational, but I never thought the Caps would win a Stanley Cup with Ovechkin.
Okay.
Because I thought it was too selfish, and if you're scoring that many goals and you only have one Stanley Cup, it proves it to me.
Sure.
But they've also won a Stanley Cup, so I'm a fucking idiot.
So, yeah.
But I also am not a big fan of Russia. So it's not irrational. It's just not necessarily all hockey-based. You know what I mean?
Sure, yeah. Yeah, I'm looking for blind hate. I'm trying to think of another guy besides like Josh Allen, because I'm like, if you look at all the other competition for the last like 5 to 10 years in the NFL for like the Chiefs or Mahomes or whatever, it's been like Allen or Lamar or Burrow or somebody. You know what I mean? Like all the other quarterbacks and teams.
Would you irrationally,
and I don't feel that way.
Would you hate Burrow or Lamar if they ever won a Super Bowl though? Would that hatred of Allen switch over?
Had Burrow beaten the Rams for the Super Bowl a few years ago, I might hate him more.
I do like him because he's maybe the only athlete that is like, I genuinely do not like country music. And I don't agree with that stance, but I just like that in 2026, he's still like, nope, fuck this.
I like his stance. And also, I think a younger person's definition of country music is probably far more defined by the last 10 years of country radio.
Absolutely agree. Yes. And I'm with Josh for that. Josh, sorry. I'm with the Bengals for that.
I think that part of me feels like a little almost, maybe not pity for Joe Burrow, but like I think he is going to do what Andrew Luck did. And just be like, I quit football. Fuck this.
Yeah, I'm out. You can't blame the guy, except the Colts spent money, right? The Colts weren't cheap, right?
I don't remember the exact circumstances other than I know they, it was, I doubt they were that great about it, but I have no idea. I just know that like, he, like anybody, I don't know, a lot of teams will, I just don't trust. I didn't trust Jim Irsay, I guess, is maybe my stance on that. But like,
hey, buddy, you're not the only one.
Yeah, that's all. I think Joe Burrow is maybe in a similar position where it's like, yes, I'm very, very good at this, and it hurts, and I hate this.
Yeah, I think that's just football, though. That's the thing about this entire conversation we're having. Like, I played. You played. It sucks. It's not fun to play.
No, it hurts really bad.
But it's like, but why is it so enjoyable to watch? It makes no sense.
I think it is designed to be perfect television, in that it takes up enough time. There's enough. It operates like reality TV does, where a thing happens and then you watch a recap of the thing, and then you get teased for the next thing, and it's like there's always something to look at. And it works week to week like a TV show does. And it's just, why would I don't know. It's real stakes where wrestling's not real stakes, or like reality TV is not even real stakes. You know, there's just real world implications to everything that happens there. And it's good stuff. I think they're testing out the romance angle of the NFL now with Vrabel and Russini.
Yeah.
We're a test market for it turning into a wider ranging romantic show. We'll see.
One of the real world anecdotes people don't follow or care about football don't understand is my buddy's dad sold cars, and he said whenever the Bears would win or they would do really well in the playoffs, like he would sell a lot more cars because people felt better about their own life. And I always think of that, and that's completely true. And it working in a bar, whenever any of the local teams were doing well, you did better.
Yes.
You might not
It's good for the economy.
Exactly. You're going to make a lot more in tips, and that's great.
And the opposite is true too, where there's like statistics about depression, domestic abuse, all this shit.
Yep.
It's crazy. It shouldn't have that effect.
But it does. It's,
I would call it an unhealthy relationship.
Yeah, we're different people, you know?
Yeah. What are you going to do? Ban the NFL for being too good at being TV? Like, what is this?
It's a weird one, man. It's weird. I don't know where I think I know where I'm going with this, but I'm not sure I want to be there. You know what I mean?
Yeah, of course. It's a complex web that you have found yourself in.
Okay, reading all these books, blah, 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 blah. The last three books I read about the NFL, all of which were supposed to be like dirty secrets about the game. It's like, number one, I knew all of these things.
Sure, of course.
And number two, now with the fact that all the players know these things, I'm like, I don't feel any bad about it at all. And like, nor do I feel bad for the NFL trying to get every city to buy them a new stadium. Like, good for them. They figured it out. Yes, I think it's bad for everyone, but hey, don't let them do it. Like, it's not complicated. That's why Chicago itself is like, fuck you guys, we're not doing it.
Well, that's why, like, having, you know, 50 states is kind of a pain in the ass, you know? It really is. Like, the Bears and the Chiefs are going through the same issue where it's like, you're on a border, and somebody across the border is like, I will bend over fucking backwards to debase myself to have this football team.
Yeah.
And the in Missouri is like, in Illinois, they're like, dude, just fucking hang out. Like, I'm not going to play the you know, I'll give you everything game. I'll give everything to a billionaire game. And then someone is willing to do that. And there's always going to be some fucking nerd willing to do that. Yeah. And it's Kansas and Indiana.
And that's fine, because I can't speak to how Missouri is going to make up that money. But like, if the Bears could hold like, I don't know, 10 more concerts there, that pays for itself.
Yeah, you know, Lady Gaga's got to go someplace. Yeah,
I'm not joking. Like, why not? It's not complicated. Making it an extra like Lollapalooza venue, do that.
Like, they're not going to take away the stadium. It's still there.
I think it's on a historical landmark too.
You can still have Soldier Field be a venue.
Yeah,
and that's it. You're good. Because no one's going to want to go to the goddamned Indiana one if you have Soldier Field.
10 days a year at most. That's it.
Yeah. You get Beyonce, you get Lady Gaga, you get Garth Brooks.
And I don't see anybody playing the Indiana stadium.
No, it's not. It would not draw the same.
So what's the, like, let them.
There's people at one place and there's no people in the other place. It's simple. It's very simple.
But like, I don't know why that doesn't bum me out. But the wrestling does.
The fact that the stadium moves doesn't bum you out.
No, but the fact that WWE has Riyadh season in the ring, literally.
Yeah, those are different things. Those are very different.
Are they?
Yeah, one of them is a very like greed. They're both greed based. Sure, of course.
Considered Indiana just as bad. Certain parts of the Middle East.
People protesting stand up comics that play what's the fucking the drop or whatever the hell.
Are you speaking about the comedy festival?
Yeah, the Riyadh Comedy Festival. Yeah. Everyone was bummed out about that.
Yeah.
Hey, it's everything sucks, and I think that there's very little you can do about anything that sucks.
All right,
that's
Dean Joe.
I mean, sure. Maybe that's me being a little teen.
A little teen Joe.
But then, like, I guess I'm just a stinker.
You, me, them, everybody is made by me, Brandon Weatherby. We've been doing this show since 2008 when George W. Bush was in office, which means it's been going on for a very, very long time. Our most recent year of episodes is always available on iTunes. The rest of it is available at youmethemeverybody.com. We have a Patreon. Go to youmethemeverybody.com or this podcast description to donate. Our art is by Jill Ron. Our theme music is by Daniel Knox. Thanks for listening. Have a great night. Now,
I'll hunt the places that you've been sleeping. Friends and family I'll be keeping. Won't